Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rookie mini camp going on in Berea today throughout the weekend, and maybe we'll have a little bit more, but maybe not. Afternoon Drive will definitely have you covered on some of the things that are being said out in Berea by the rookies tomorrow. We're expecting the quarterbacks to talk, so I'm sure we'll have some stuff tomorrow on that. If not, Daryl will have that for you on Sunday morning. Make sure you listen to his show. Going back to the Cavaliers tonight, and like I'm struggling with some things, but I do feel better, like I've said, about tonight's game than I did about game two. And then you made a really interesting point. I'm just wondering if you truly believe it. So make your point, and then I'm going to ask you if you really believe it.
Calling me a liar, Baskin?
No, I'm not calling. You haven't said anything yet.
He's calling me a liar.
Is he like dad? Are you like a kid?
He's calling me a liar from what I said in the break.
Dad, Andy said something about me. I don't know. You tell him he's wrong.
Oh, yeah, because I've always been nothing but an authoritative figure.
That is true.
It's a valid point.
Yes. All right, make your statement, because I think it's a bold one.
You win tonight, you negate completely, almost completely, what happened in games one and two. Losing the first two games at home, you come back and win tonight and make it, you're down 2-1. It negates what happened in games one and two. And why? Because teams often split the first two games of a playoff series. You know, road team might sneak in and win a game. And, okay, so you go and you win one. Win one on the road if you're the Cavs and you're down 2-1. That's a new series, Andy. It's a new series. At that point, you don't, I mean, this team won 12-plus games, what, three times during the regular season. They can reel off wins like nobody's business. And if they win tonight, I think it puts them in a really good spot because it takes a little momentum away from Indiana. It puts a little heat on Indiana for the first time in this series. In game four, there'd be heat on the Pacers. I mean, real heat. And the Cavs would be playing free and easy. And even if the Cavs lost to game four after winning game three, okay, two of the next three are in our house. All we got to do is go win one more road game and protect home court, and we can do this. That's why tonight's a big deal. You can take the miserable outcomes of game one and two. And I'm just going to say outcome because bottom line, doesn't matter how well you played for most of game two, you lost. Take those miserable outcomes, erase them with a win tonight. You can do it. Still uphill from there.
Better to do it tonight, though, than game four.
You lose tonight, you're toast.
But you just said, listen to what you said, though, about if you're down 3-1, right? So generically, you're saying if you're down 3-1 and you can push it back to Cleveland, it's okay.
No,
we've seen teams come back from 3-1.
Mm-hmm. No. And it goes back to what I said earlier in the show. An NBA playoff series is a weird beast. And there's
a huge difference between winning game three and winning game four.
Without question. Mm. And there's a strange flow to it. There's a real strange flow to an NBA playoff series. I mean, that's why I was convinced the Cavs were going to play really well in game two, and I thought they'd win. I thought they would win it because I know how those things go. And they had it until 1.1 seconds left.
Right.
And that's why I think tonight Indiana's going to come out and just say, here we go, fellas. Let's take care of these guys now. Let's do it now. And I think the Cavs are going to be hard-pressed to beat them. But if they can, all of a sudden it's a little different playoff series.
But it has to be game three. That's what you're saying.
There's no pressure on Indiana if the Pacers win tonight. There will be no pressure in game four. There will be no pressure in game five. There will be minimal pressure in game six. You get to game seven, now that's a big deal.
I can't fathom the difference between being down 3-1 either way. Like, if you win tonight,
it's the flow of these things, Andy.
But if they win tonight, now you're down 2-1. Everybody feels good, right? Everybody, hop in on this conversation, please. Will you? 216-474-0092. So saying that, and I'm just kind of recapping what you just laid out. The general philosophy is win tonight and you have erased games one and two.
No. You've erased the negative impact of both. You still lost both of those games.
Okay.
It's just the way these things flow. You know, you're down 3-0. You're not going to win 4 straight. I mean, it's never been done before. I don't think the Cavs would be the first team to do it if they happen to lose tonight. But if they happen to win tonight, okay, a little different feel here. You got it back together a little bit. So I think a victory tonight
changes everything.
It a significant change in the tone. It doesn't change everything. I mean, you could still be down 3-1 coming back home, but that's okay. All they'd have to do is win one road game if they're down 3-1.
And again, you're looking to be the sixth team in NBA history to drop the first two. Like, first of all, you've got to forget about that stat. That stat's got to get flushed.
Buried?
Yes. Yeah. You can't think about that at all. The other good news is, again, you know, the talk is the three guys that are hurt are back tonight. So now you've got a full boat. You've got everybody available to play. And I don't know, you can't walk into it saying must win, even though it is. You just got to go out there and take it. I'm not trying to be trite. One quarter at a time. I hate to say it, especially that fourth quarter, because you know what just happened to you in the last fourth quarter that you just played. You were there. You just ran out of gas at the end, even though Chris Fedor said, hey, I'm not buying this ran out of gas stuff. But Jeff laid out a great argument about actual game time minutes and who's running, you know, 38 plus minutes a night when you're playing in the regular season. They just didn't do it very often this year because they thought they had a strong bench, and they did, and they do. But you need to have your bench together. You need to have Ty Jerome and Dean Wade, you know, back, I think, on the bench to start these things. And if you can get your other guys back, you get the three guys healthy tonight, boom, now you are back in this. There is a reality to some of the things that Jeff is saying. I also question how good these guys are going to be able to play based on the fact that they are not healthy. We know they're not. You know as well as I do, if this is a regular season game, Hunter's not playing. Mobley's not playing. Garland's not playing.
I agree with you.
There's just no way. But it is the playoffs, and this is what you asked for, too. How many people sat around for the last couple days and said, well, why aren't these guys playing? It's the playoffs. I don't care. Okay, if I'm bleeding out, put me on the floor, man. I'm going to go out and win this for my team. Okay. And I thought Fedor made a great point saying these guys don't wake up in the morning saying they want to lose a playoff game, especially knowing how hard they work throughout the season.
And I want to sit. Well, I watch my guys lose.
Yeah. I want to be on the sidelines. So I can say, well,
I'm good.
If I was out there, they could win. Nicole is in Cleveland. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. I think if they get the win tonight, it doesn't erase what happened in games one and two, but I think it just gives them their confidence back. I think you could see that they've been rattled a little bit after these last few games, and especially after such a heartbreaking loss that happened the other day. Like, I've never felt, as a fan, a loss like that before watching the Cavs, but I think they just need to get their confidence back. They're a confident team. They have been all season, but they just don't look the same to me.
How much of a difference having these three guys back tonight does it make? Does it boost your confidence?
It does, just because they can get back maybe some semblance of a like their normal rotations that they were working with through the season. But, I mean, just having somebody who can handle the ball like Darius Garland is going to be huge, because Ty Jerome just he's looked like a shell of himself. I don't know what it is. It must just be the lack of experience in playoff basketball in the NBA for him, but, like, I don't know. DG just needs to have the ball in his hands. He's a facilitator, and he can make big shots when you need him to. He's got that clutch gene in him, and I think just having him back on the court will give Donovan a little bit of extra breathing room too, because he was just gassed at the end of that game.
He couldn't have done anything more.
Yep. Nicole, it sounds like you played college ball.
No, I didn't. I'm only 5'3", but in my dreams.
Ah,
there's always a place.
You know what you're talking about.
Thank you, Nicole. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
have a good weekend.
All right.
Question for you guys.
Yeah.
How long is your Ty Jerome leash tonight?
Not very.
It doesn't have to be very long because you've got these other guys back.
Except Ty, in theory, should be back in his normal role that he excelled at this year. And look, I am never going to bash what Ty Jerome did this year. He was incredible. What Ty had was one really bad game and one game where he maybe shot too much. He wasn't great in game one, but he wasn't bad. He was not good in game two. He was bad in game two. And that said, there's no way the Cavs win 64 games without him this year.
No.
They might not even win 56, 57 games without
maybe
him.
Maybe it's just a bad matchup for him.
Or maybe he just didn't shoot very well.
Well, he said that too. He said, I make some of these shots that he missed 9 out of 10 times. He also said, you know, they did enough to win that second game, but they have to do better. He said a couple other things too, that you know, the inbound turnover at the end of the game was just a miscommunication. You can't have a miscommunication at the end of a game, a playoff game, where you have a chance to tie things up at 1-1. You just can't do that. You don't have the option for a miscommunication in a game where you know you're up against a peer that is better than you and was better than you in game one and had the opportunity to win. These two teams are too similar in their ability to be able to win games and be able to score and score at will. So you cannot afford at all to be in that situation. Robert's in Parma. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
Jeff, I was listening to what you were saying about winning game three versus winning game four and being down 3-1 either way. And I think it makes absolutely no sense, except for one thing. You're right. You can't go down 3-0 and expect to win the series. You can go down 3-1 and still come back. You got to win tonight. A lot more important than winning
exactly
game four.
I think that's exactly right, Robert.
I get what you're saying. I'm with you 100%.
Robert, thank you. Appreciate it, Robert. Slater's in Valley View. Hi, Slater.
And it doesn't make any sense numerically. It's just the way that these things flow.
Slater.
Well, I think if you win tonight, it's at least a counterpunch before you get too bloody, right? I mean,
if you're down
3-0 and then you win one game, I think the team that's up 3-1, I mean, they're just going to come out and play harder just to get over that hump. But if you can, you know, get that counterpunch in tonight, it does sound confusing, but I can see where Jeff's coming from with the win tonight. No matter how they go down 3-1, you have to win tonight if you happen to go down 3-1. I don't know. It's making a birdie after two bogeys. You know, I got to go with the golf reference, you know.
I like
fair
it.
Enough. Thanks, Slater in Valley City. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Is Jeff right? If they win tonight, does it, what's the word you use? Negate?
It negates a big chunk of what happened in games one and two and puts you on a little different path. Andy, if you're down 3-0, Indy doesn't feel any pressure at all for the next two games.
That plus the fact the Cavaliers get all three players. It looks like the Cavs are going to get all three players back that were injured for game two. We'll talk more about that when we come back. 216-474-0092.